Here I am. Where am I? Yeah. Whatever that means.
The roller coaster is about to begin. You know, hold on tight because this is the big time.
Happy Thanksgiving week to those American listeners of Pot of Thunder. For the rest of you, it's just another Monday, isn't it? Monday in November.
Wow.
Yep. No big whoop.
And we're here to brighten your day, apparently.
Yep. Monday. This is Thanksgiving week. I don't think we did anything last year special. We only tried the Christmas
I think
one last year.
We just complained about Black Friday and how dumb people are in that context.
Yeah, we don't really need to go down that avenue again. It's just speaks for itself.
You know, one thing I'm not really looking forward to this week, I'm not complaining, but just telling the truth.
Bob is writing reception.
Oh, that is this week, isn't it?
Yeah. That's, I'll be at Ace freely.
I'm fine with that. It's going to be a good time. That's Saturday. We'll both have fun not together.
I would imagine so, sure. Yeah.
But that's not what I was complaining about. I have a new job now.
Yeah, you got to work Friday.
I have to work Friday.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm back in the real world where you have to work on days that aren't actual holidays.
I've never worked. Well, not that's not true. I mean, in the service industry or whatever. But since I got like a normal office job, I've always worked at places that had Friday off. It surprises me you don't get that day off.
It's kind of wild, isn't it? We have like 6 days off a year. It's not. I mean, I'm used to Playboy. I was pampered. We just had days off for no reason. We had Columbus Day off, and you'd get out early the Friday before for travel plans. It's like so stupid.
MLK Day is off.
Yeah, but you'd always
known lover of naked women.
There you have it. Well, who's not, really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, I'm sure he was. Who isn't?
And I spoke with
Bill Cosby. A big. He came out in the news lately as being a lover of naked women.
Well, Yeah.
Maybe not
true.
Mutual feelings from the other side. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I spoke to my mother, who, for our new listeners, is also Andy's mother.
Yeah.
She was reading me a letter over the phone that Andy sent home because he's got this new job and he's working more hours. And in the letter, he's basically saying how he expects to be able to send more money home this month as his boss has promised him... promised him more, I don't know, I forgot
more
how they said it.
Employment opportunities.
Yeah, greater employment opportunities.
Yep, I see where you're going with
and
this.
Then
I'm surprised
then
Chris hasn't
then the line
up
she
it.
Said after that, I won't repeat it, but she promised to give me a ...
That's from The Jerk. She said she promised to give me a blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
I write that letter to Mama.
I kind of stuttered through it. I couldn't think of exactly
what
he said.
I'm not that versed in The Jerk where, like, deep cut lines resonate.
Well, that's
which is my problem, my oversight.
That's your bad.
It is.
I think our buddy Dave out there probably got the reference. I hope he enjoyed it.
Is he a fan of The Jerk?
He's a big fan from my understanding, yes.
Yep. But, yeah. Back to work Friday, one day off.
Now, I've got something to look forward to, which I alluded to earlier, Ace Frehley at the Arcada on Saturday.
You love that venue, too.
I do love that venue.
That's like the most exciting part for you.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Something else is exciting that I only realized recently, that the bass player is Chris Weiss from The Cult.
Oh, really?
I did not know he was the stage bass player.
I believe he was
played
on
a couple cuts on the album,
yeah, the Space Invader album.
That's going to be good, man.
Anyone check that out?
They pushed it back again, yeah.
When's that going to come out?
I don't know. It's the Trouble Walking, they're still working on.
Yeah,
so
right.
What are you going to do? Pain in the Neck, I'm sorry.
Pain in the neck,
they still haven't released.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it should be cool. Good, good, real good.
So maybe we'll get lucky and get an Ace song. It's been a while since we've had an Ace tune.
Jeez, I can't even remember. What have we even had?
The last Ace song we had was Strange Ways, which he wrote.
I was
but
thinking
he didn't
solo
sing
album.
It.
The only one we heard him vocals, I think, in the whole series so far is Speed and Back.
Yeah, it was like episode first, what, five? I don't know. It was single digits.
It was an early one.
Well, as we've, as has happened many times, sometimes the pre-song selection banter is somewhat prophetic.
Yeah, like last week with Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Well, that whole thing was a slam dunk.
It was. Right? Talk about mail order brides. We kind of got off to a slow start, and then we totally redeemed ourselves.
Boy. Yeah, I don't know if we'll top that one. That's a high water mark for this podcast.
Side note, I just, for whatever reason, made a Dumb and Dumber reference. Are you guys, well, I don't know if you've seen it yet. I have not seen the new Dumb and Dumber. Are either of you excited to see it, or have you seen it?
No. No and no.
No and no?
Yeah, I'm not going to make an effort to go to the theater to see it.
You know, it's kind of a shame. Do you think they waited too long? 20 years?
I don't know. It could be funny, but I just don't care.
But I feel like that's like the feeling of everyone, and it's people who really loved the first movie.
Was Anchorman too long? That kind of came with, you know.
Not that long.
But I'm just saying, that was supposed to come in like a lion and went out like a lamb, pretty much. You don't hear much people talk about the sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, not like our last podcast. I mean, that I would go to the theater and witness.
Well, sure.
I mean, that last week's Podcast in a Cup drove the other Podcast in a Cup guys out of business.
Yeah, I'm not much of a movie goer anyway, so you know, I'll watch if it comes on when it comes on cable or whatever. But I'm not much of a movie goer anyway.
Have you seen Birdman?
Birdman?
I want to, kind of.
What is that?
It's a Michael Keaton movie.
Sort of lampooning how he was Batman, and then his career was kind of...
I read a whole article, and he basically said, that's not it at all.
Oh,
but
really?
It totally seems
that's
like
what,
it.
That's how it's been hyped and stuff that
right.
I've read.
He said...
That's like the whoever put out the movie. That's like... saying that the movie Rockstar had nothing to do with the Judas Priest thing. I mean,
you know, funny enough, before Rockstar came out, I remember seeing a thing for it on IMDb. Okay. And I remember, I don't even know if they had the star of it yet, like everything cemented down. But the synopsis that I read initially was the story of Tim Ripper Owens.
Wow. And then it changed from there.
And then they made it a little more generic, I think. But, yeah, I remember reading. The first thing I heard about was like, wow, they're making a movie about him already.
Yeah, right. That is weird. Did Tim Ripper Owens get any money for that movie?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Didn't one of our podcast listeners pass out some Pot of Thunder handbills at a Tim Ripper Owens concert?
I believe so.
So we've got a direct pipeline to Ripper. Ripper, did you get any money for that movie? We want to know. Let us know.
And we don't care how much. If you know Marco Mendoza, ask him some stuff for us, too.
Yeah. Ask him
Which
to
he
come
probably
on the podcast.
Does. They're both journeymen.
Why wouldn't he? Yeah, they're probably boys.
They've crossed paths for sure.
They probably text pics of girls that texted pics to them. They trade nudes that they got. I could see that being a thing.
Of themselves,
yeah. Yeah. So if we could have anyone on the show, would it be Marco Mendoza at this point?
I think that he's at the top of the list.
Or Inca.
Inca, Mendoza.
No KISS members.
No one
with KISS knowledge.
I interviewed Paul Stanley already. It's like
he did.
Did you?
At the Expo.
I mean, he asked him a question.
Doesn't matter. That
counts as an interview.
He had a direct discourse with
Look,
Paul Stanley.
You're right.
I interviewed Paul Stanley. Chris interviewed Jay Leno.
Well, he actually
we both
on the phone
years ago.
I'm just saying, though. We both hit the apex of the entertainment world.
You're right. I shouldn't discredit that.
Of course, so did like 200 other people in the time that I interviewed Paul. But
well, truthfully, I would say half of them didn't interview him. They just shared something.
And
with
they just said, you're great, you know.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Talked about how their uncle molested them and they need a hug.
Such a, you know, music is a powerful thing,
it
Chris.
Is.
It helps you out of really
Chris, if you were feeling,
horrific situations.
If you were feeling really down and... You saw the Who Wants to Be Lonely video on TV randomly. I would say that you'd have a connection with Paul Stanley where if you met him, you'd want to share your experience.
I won't question.
Because I'm thinking these people had experiences that extreme.
Yeah.
It's like I'm down and out.
There's a bottle of pills right over there. Today could be the day. And Paul Stanley somehow saved their life. Who Wants to Be Lonely just came on TV.
Hey, it can have, again, these random occurrences that we talk about.
Yep.
Totally true.
These things happen.
Something that would make me equally happy is we're talking about long-awaited sequels would be a second part of Bringing Down the House, I think.
With Steve Martin?
Queen Latifah. That's, you know, we could go to River Oaks and see it.
Have we talked about this movie on the show ever?
I don't know.
I don't know, but you and Aaron went.
Yeah, okay,
to
I was going
to
say. That's possibly the
Eugene
worst movie.
Levy.
The worst movie I've ever seen in the theater in my life was Bringing Down the House.
We might have talked about that.
There was a thing.
We talked about Eugene Levy for some reason.
And I said I didn't care for him. But, geez, what was that, like 2003 maybe? Around that period, there was like a year and a half stretch where some friends and I went to the movies every single Sunday night, whether or not we wanted to see anything. It just became the thing. Like, we didn't have to discuss it. We were just going to meet up and go there.
Happens.
So, you know, a lot of movies we saw were good. Some were okay. And then there was Bringing Down the House, where I was like, all right, we've got to change this. We don't have to go every Sunday. we can repeat every other Sunday. Or
we could see the same movie. Maybe.
I did see Freddy versus Jason two or three times for some reason, because it was like, oh... We saw it 1 week, but I wasn't there, so I want to go see it this time. All right.
I think the most I ever saw a movie was, I want to say it was Pulp Fiction, like three times.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Freddy versus Jason was the day when one of our old friends put the dildo in the popcorn bucket and put it in his lap and tricked the other friend. He didn't do it with his real dildo. He did it with an actual dildo and made the guy think it was actually his penis, but it turned out to be a dildo.
It's some side-splitting stuff.
It was big back then, Chris. It was quite a moment.
I can see how that would have worked.
I wouldn't need any popcorn if someone put that in there.
You just go right for the dildo.
Where did he get that? Where has it been?
The dildo.
I shudder to think.
Yeah, it was under his car seat for like 2 years.
That's probably the dirtiest place it could have been.
Well, second.
No, probably first.
Good one. So what do you got, a kiss dildo over there? And why did you look down your crotch when I said that?
I was checking.
He's looking at his real dildo. Yeah.
What's your merch? Let's get on with this episode.
Well, I want you guys to look up. I'm going to flip
up,
I'm going to flip the switch. As you see, Kiss is they want to be a part of all aspects of daily life. This is a prototype that they just sent me. As you can see,
it's in a paper bag.
I'll take it out. It always does, yeah. And it
just
says,
like Pat Morita's
it just
prototype.
Says it has my initials on it, and it's just left.
I want to call attention to it.
Yeah.
And things get stolen from the post all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. So they are actually, I think it's a pretty clever product in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys look up, we'll flip on the switch. As you see, it's a ceiling fan.
Got it.
And this particular one, it's a series they're coming out with, and it simulates a vinyl record, where as the blades spin, it has a sort of a groove alignment there.
Sure.
And it the light shines off it. It looks like a vinyl record spinning. And in the middle, it's actually got the album cover. So in this case, we have Rock and Roll Over, because as far as it's spinning around and around and around, that's the one that...
Classic.
Everybody thinks of, yeah.
Yeah, that's where you start.
So, yeah, the problem is that it only it has two speeds. It's 33 and a third and 78, and doesn't blow a whole lot of air.
Is it too slow to
blow
air?
At 78.
Is that the problem?
It's a little slow, yeah. 78 RPM is a little slow. So they might be taking the gimmick a little far with the actual record. But
I kind of like it.
It's pretty cool, and as it spins, you know, it forms that little circle. It looks like a record.
Now, do all these designs come from...
People dig that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Vinyl.
Sure, it's back.
It's huge.
In a big way. You know, there aren't enough vinyl pressing plants. That's why there's such a delay on some albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
I heard that. Some people...
They
slate their album to be put out on vinyl, and they're in a long line of other albums.
That's
they have
cool,
to wait.
I always thought it would be really cool if there was somewhere that you could... send like sound files in of like your own recordings, and they would actually press a record, like just one or like maybe 10.
Is that possible?
I think you have to get like 1,000 everywhere that I've looked. I just thought it would be cool
to have something.
Yeah, just like, you know, you gotta, if you
take that shit to Shark Tank,
get on the tank, bro.
Get the FUBU guy to bankroll you.
He doesn't fucking bankroll anything ever.
I think that would be awesome.
That guy's the cheapest one on the show.
Because you can get CDs, and you know.
He just
CDs
pretends.
Aren't that hard, but...
Well, CDs are valueless now for some reason.
Yeah, but I mean, vinyl, you couldn't...
aren't cassettes making a comeback
really?
Among younger people?
That's just seems
Is it just the graphic of a cassette tape being like a retro thing?
No,
or actually using
cassettes.
Wow. Wow.
I heard that's making a comeback.
So how do you hook that up to your iPhone and then hook it up to your car? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Man.
Yeah, there's no direct tape player.
No.
You have to get a tape player attachment for your iPhone. That's weird.
You have to download a special app, probably.
Weirder bizarro things have happened.
Bizarro world. Everything's backwards.
How do we get the song out of this?
Well,
we ride the eagle backwards.
Yes, hit it.
This one comes off.
Gene Simmons.
It's called
Tunnel of Love.
Man,
wow! I'm not writing.
What about Ace?
I'm not writing the eagle backwards anymore.
No.
Tunnel of Love.
Especially in
what
this weather.
What the fuck is this?
That's a vagina, I think. Or it's a butthole. Or it's a butthole.
That should be
the
end. That's the end of the episode.
Dire Straits. Springsteen had a Tunnel of Love.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what?
Probably means the same.
God.
Well, Gene's is probably referring to a butthole, most definitely.
Yeah, most
this
definitely.
Song should just be called Butthole.
Whether it's his own or someone else's.
Probably his own if it's Gene singing.
Or true to form, Tunnel of Dick.
Yeah, love means dick in every Kiss song.
Every Gene song.
Every Gene song. And Paul's, that usually means some kind of orgasm.
Yeah, or woo yeah.
Or woo yeah. I'm just about to woo yeah.
Just about to ooh yeah.
Yeah. Paul. So what, can we just turn it off and go enjoy our Thanksgiving meals?
Well, Andy pretty much summed it up when he said it was, you know, what part of the body we're going to be talking about here.
God, are we done with this album yet? We've had all sorts of shit.
This is like the
here.
Halfway point of this album.
Oh, God. Good I can't
gravy.
Wait till it's over.
We've done
Sucks.
Always Near You, Nowhere to Hide. We've done Mr. Make-Believe.
Great.
Some forgettable episodes here.
True
we've done,
Confessions.
We have?
Yeah.
We did Radioactive.
Yes.
We did See You Tonight.
Yeah. So that's what.
We're
this.
Close,
so
man.
This is like number six, isn't it?
Jesus.
So how many are there? Nine on there?
There's
eight? Ten.
I think there's ten. Yeah. Now that I. No. Wait,
11?
11. That, why would he put 11 songs on it?
Because he had to throw on
man.
When
Painful.
You wish upon a star and then cry at the end of it.
Jag off.
I'm not making fun of him.
Yes, you are.
Give the man his Disney song that means a lot to him as a boy.
Yeah.
He cried.
This is no way to start Thanksgiving / Ace week.
I'm not particularly thankful for this poll.
Well, let me read you what I... Wait, for what? Oh, this poll. I thought you said poll.
Well, that, yeah, but... What were you
in
saying?
Your tunnel of love. I'm not looking forward to this poll. In the book that we refer to every week, Kiss Behind the Mask... Sean Delaney said, on Tunnel of Love, Gene was sitting there, and I went out to Alan Schwartzberg, everyone's favorite drummer, and I was singing and I was singing drum parts to him. Imitates drum pattern.
Oh, I love when people do that, when they go, do do ga da ga.
Everyone does it different,
That's
too.
Great. I love it.
Different noises, yeah. I stayed with him until he got the beat. Oh, God. I
In
did
other
this
words, he hovered over him annoyingly.
With no pants on. I did this kind of stuff on every song. You had to appease Gene without jeopardizing the musicianship.
Wow. So Gene had no part in the musicianship, apparently.
Apparently not. I don't know.
According to that
Boy,
quote.
This is going
to
be a great one.
You know what's funny?
He said nothing about the song, too.
It is kind of a strange beat, and we'll get into it in just a minute here. But it's not like a good strange beat. It's not like Tom Sawyer or something, like where there's some weird like part that you have to memorize, right? I don't know. It's
and
not
supper's ready.
Exactly. It's not good.
Well, let's get it over with.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and move on.
Damn it. This is going to be a severe letdown from the previous week's episode.
But I will say this much. We'll try to keep you listening. You don't have to tune out.
Well,
don't
people,
look at
say,
the song.
People say they like the episodes with the worst songs.
True.
So
we'll do our best.
You're going to get what you want.
Here goes nothing. All right, I'm done. I can't.
This, on this week's
it?
On
that
this week's
start,
it's terrible.
It's like on this week's Law and Order.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like a score of like. It would be like a Death Wish score
yeah.
where he's like walking around
he's
or whatever.
Filling up the sock with the chords.
Yeah, exactly. So
there'd be some weird keyboard like shrilly kind of psycho.
Well, yeah. Actually, the Death Wish 2 soundtrack was done by Jimmy Page. That's some of the weirdest
was
shit
really?
We're ever going to hear. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Wow.
Should check that out sometime.
He should reunite with... No, never mind. I was going to say...
Charles Bronson?
He's not reuniting with Zeppelin. He might as well reunite with whoever he did that soundtrack with. Go out on a tour.
Robert Plant tore up the contract, huh?
Apparently that didn't actually happen.
Oh, really? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I didn't even $800 know.
$800 million or something.
Whatever.
He can't sing anymore.
Yeah.
Who are
it's
we
not
kidding?
That, but I don't want to get into that discussion. I'd rather right. charge through this piece of dung that we're about right. to hear.
Well, I rewound it, so let's start over.
Great.
Well,
thank
I mean, because you couldn't.
How long is this thing?
353. Oh, yeah. Power through God. This.
That
one.
Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. No more fucking around.
I only did that because I want to be able to focus on the beat here. That's so important to the song. And I didn't want it to be like on an offbeat. So let's just start
seriously,
over.
No unnecessary stops on this one.
All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 53 yeah, seconds.
It's about how long it takes me to use the bathroom.
Perfect. Some light smiling happening over there.
Just
the
like
last bit.
Oh.
Sounds like what happened after I had that Arby's cordon bleu sandwich a couple days ago.
Was that Gene's voice in there? Going, or was that a bass?
Hard. It sounded like it was the bass, but I'm going to say on the record... That's not a bad groove that the guitar's adding.
I was
to
just
this.
About to say, I didn't mind that guitar line. Sound good. Nicely placed. Who's that? Is that Bob? Did we establish that Bob was not on this?
I told him to get off of it.
I don't think, yeah.
Remember, wasn't that what we
yeah,
found
Paul,
out?
Paul got, yeah. He got possessive.
Yeah.
From
he got political.
What the story
how
is.
How fucking childish is that? Yeah, anyway.
He's my guy.
I liked it. I agree, though. You know? I will step back from my attack mode on this to acknowledge what I think is good. So
you're going to give it a fair shake, huh?
Sure, why not? If you're looking for the best, baby, be my guest. I'm right before your eyes. I'm telling you no lies.
So recycling lyrics.
Yeah, he's
yeah, that's like fucking fourth grade poetry. That's right
exactly
there.
I was just gonna say.
I mean, I like the groove of it. I so far I would have to say that of all the Gene solo cuts, this one is the most appealing to me so
wow.
far.
Okay,
but the lyrics are horrible.
Yeah, they're they're absolutely the worst.
Yeah. All right. You
wanted my disease. No, like we really didn't want your disease.
I like Gene. I like the lyric though. Why not?
Yeah, I guess so.
He's gonna ruin it with whatever the next line is.
It's gonna be something on your knees or if you please.
Knees, yeah. Yep. See. You have to do
as I please. Of course it is. You'll jump off the roof if I say.
What?
I won't let you get away. I'll stop what? Stopping. I don't know what's going on.
I think
jump off
I
the
think,
roof.
I think we. I think we need someone with a little more insight here.
Uh-oh. Brother. Oh brother. Oh, I'm not prepared for this. Oh goodness. Oh brother.
That's what happens. He comes in unannounced, and you just kind of have to. You know, there's no place for him to really sit here yet. You
yeah,
have to
right.
arrange this shit.
I have to get another chair in here somewhere in this other
right.
room.
You're coming in here pretty quick on this.
Well,
Dr. Nick.
I.
First
you know,
of all, what do you got going for Thanksgiving? What's your routine? Did we ask you this last year?
You might have.
Are you on call?
I'm always on call. Mm. I'm always on the phone, calming down patients, especially around the holidays.
Like, what about Bob?
It's very stressful times. Yeah, I mean, it's
got some
just,
of those
it's,
types.
It comes with the line of work. It comes with the profession. Mm. I cannot
Great.
Complain about it.
It's like being the president. And complaining that you have to wear a tie. If you're happy enough to get what you want.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Deep
shut the fuck up.
Deep thoughts
Wasn't
from Paul.
It?
So what are you chiming in on here? I didn't. Nothing jumped out at me other than the lyrics were terrible.
Well, there's there unsettling sort of subculture practice that this
ordering people to jump off.
There's obviously in this song, considering the source as well, that it's Mr. Simmons. There's a sadistic sexual kind of undertone to it as well, and that's actually that's. That there are people, there are, how would you say exactly? There are people who practice sort of a sadistic sort of sexual hypnosis. There are actually people who consider themselves professionals. And this is more or less what he's talking about. He's enjoying this power that he's more hypnotized it. Ultimately,
I think that bizarre beat, person. That it's drum beat hypnotized
the music does go along with yes, the bizarre.
Now,
practice.
Is this hypnosis? Is it done without the other person's knowledge, or do they know going in they're going to be hypnotized? Is this like sort of the hypnosis equivalent of a roofie?
From what my understanding is like most fetishes, all parties are willing. They're all consenting. So there are people who
so it's not
you like that, huh?
so it's not like a roofie date rape drug thing where you slip in somebody the Mickey and they don't know it. The next thing you know, they've been had their tunnel of love plundered,
routed. If you will.
Is that what you're saying?
Everybody's
on
more,
board here.
It's more of, in the case that you're speaking of with the drug being administered without somebody's knowledge.
So it's more like if some like dirty bitches want to do themselves in.
Yeah.
It's more that, yes, because the person knows more or less what they're getting into.
Want to fast forward through the clip.
They wish to lose control of themselves and just see what happens starting out that way because somebody had slipped something into their beverage.
Right, but so they go in knowing they're going to be hypnotized.
Yeah.
But in a sexual kind of
in a very dominated sort of sadist, masochistic.
So there will be like safe words established?
I don't know. I suppose so. I guess in hypnosis there are allegedly safe words anyway, even if it's non-sexual.
Really?
Well, but how do you keep yourself from jumping off a roof if you don't want to?
I don't know.
What is the safe word? Have we figured it out?
Bullshit!
Well, it's different in every context, really, but, you know, that's my understanding of fetishism is when the fetish goes too far for you, you bark out in a pre-established safe word and everything comes to a stop.
Like Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah,
like some word
like
that
yeah.
would never come
right,
up otherwise.
Exactly.
And that's something that in hypnosis usually to snap someone out of it.
Right, but it's usually the person who's hypnotized doesn't snap themselves out.
No. This they're putting themselves in the hands of the hypnotist.
Now we're just getting into a different discussion altogether, but when you say the safe word, I mean, I'm not personally not my bag to get into the bizarre things like that, but if that is something someone was into and you have a safe word and someone says it, are you like, man, this sucks. Now you just ruined the mood. Now we're just sitting here. We were doing something weird that was fun for us.
Like,
and then
sorry,
you,
I was losing consciousness.
Yeah, and then now we're just sitting here bored. Now. All right, let's go to Arby's and get a cordon bleu and... Try it again
make
tonight.
Make noises like at the beginning of Tunnel of Love by yeah, John Simmons. No, but I would imagine that you're right. It kind of kills it.
Yeah.
And then there's like some resentment going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely.
From both parties. It's like, you ruined my fetish while you were trying to kill me.
Yeah, you're taking it way too far.
And that's why, you know, fetishes, things of that nature, if I may, Dr. Nick.
Please do.
Offer up
please do.
Two-bit... analysis here. Always better in theory and practice. I don't think people are prepared for the fallout that happens. Yeah. And Andy kind of touched on that.
Well, Andy talked about that a couple weeks ago. Where he, what is it that we were talking about? And you said, oh, and then like after you do this, then how do you just go to the the store with each other and stand
some
in line.
Some other weird gene thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We go to like the hardware store.
Yeah,
or
it's you break into this whole other.
Oh, it's
area
if you had a
here.
Threesome and then you saw the other person, like, you know, at their job.
Okay, what's up? It's cracking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's the stuff of fantasy for a reason.
It's ultimately people who become desensitized with conventional forms of excitement, then they turn to something extreme, and that's a lot
like
of times
ordering someone to jump off a roof,
or at least knowing that you have the power to do so if you wanted to. That's what it seems to be about.
Okay, well, thanks, Nick. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
I'm gonna.
Don't eat too much.
I'm vegan, so I.
Oh, you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm vegan.
Nick was vegan.
I have a nice kale loaf.
So do you just mainline tryptophan then to get that kind of Thanksgiving buzz?
No, I just I sort of get the secondhand sleepiness from people. Usually everybody's got the belts undone and the buttons
you just put
unbuttoned,
on,
and we're all just kind of.
You just put on Pot of Thunder episode number 83 and doze off.
There it is. So. Well.
Fucking beat it.
What
Whoa,
the hell?
I don't know what happened there.
All right.
Something weird
Some
happened.
Fetishism for underage girls crept into this one.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? All right, back into it.
Here goes nothing. Your monster's about to see. I went back a little. You'll have to do as I please. You'll jump off the roof if I say.
That's one of the more awkwardly sung lyrics that I've
strange.
Ever heard.
Off the roof.
Yeah.
off a bridge. Or
A bridge would have been probably a little bit more fitting sounding.
Yeah, off the roof.
Off the roof.
That's a mess.
That is, dude. I'm telling you, and that's what they had to have. Like, it was so important to get that in there, right?
And who are these chicks singing? Is this Kelly or
Peggy
Bundy?
I don't know.
I'm looking at the actual album right now. It's got a list of the special guests.
Who would have thought that Peggy Bundy would have the career she has?
You know what? You guys, I'm sure, don't know this, and now I do because I read it, but when we get to the guitar solo, I'm not going to say who it is until afterwards.
All right.
It's somebody that we've all heard of. As far as who's singing
Someone
that,
who put out a book recently?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I'm not giving any clues except for it's someone that we all have heard of.
Well, maybe it's the guy who rocks.
George Harrison.
He put out a book recently.
George Harrison.
I don't know.
Pretty impressive if he put out a book in 2014.
Andy Kaufman book release.
That came out. Did you see that? Another book about him.
Why not?
Don't stop with that.
He set up a legacy for that kind of nonsense.
And this book is about how they helped him fake his death. It's like, just stop.
Yeah, enough. How are they even selling enough books to counteract the publication of it? Who's buying this shit? Who reads that shit?
I don't know. Andy. I mean, I would have read like one. I'm not going to read 20 of them.
No, exactly.
When it comes out every year, it's like, oh no, this is actually what happened. Oh, he might show up. Everyone come to this
He's
comedy
not
club.
Showing up.
He might come out.
He might.
Oh, God, his daughter's here that he conceived after he died. Nope, that wasn't her. It was a comedian.
Oh, Tony Clifton. Great.
Yeah, good.
Love it.
Good, good, real good.
You're just a victimless crime.
That means he can do whatever he wants, and it's not
wow,
against the rules.
Wow, and you're not a victim, even.
Dr. Nick.
Despite what
here.
Chris's shirt says, there's no victim in this circumstance.
Yeah, well, that's not for Gene to say. I'm sure Gacy said that too.
I'm sure Bill Cosby said
that. Right, exactly.
Found
it's
out
not for him,
you know,
to say
20 years later that
as
you
we're
know,
recording
feel differently.
As we're recording this, Bill Cosby is playing not too far from here.
Where is he at the venue?
No, he's in Rosemont tonight.
Oh, Rosemont.
Was almost going to go.
Rosemont Theater?
Yeah. Was almost going to go.
Boy,
answer any accusations?
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's going to heckle him. It seems like it's getting out of control.
It's gaining where there's smoke, where there's fire.
I don't even know much about what the situation is.
I think he ordered people to jump off the roof.
That's what it was.
I honestly don't know anything about the scandal that
Andy,
you guys are alluding to. I really honestly don't.
Honestly, I don't either. All I know is that several women had made claims that he forced himself upon them. Years and like 20 years ago or something, but recently it came out because he was supposed to possibly have a new show, and for some reason it got nixed because of past allegations. Like, we can't put this out. People are starting to say we shouldn't put a rapist on TV. It's like he's
Bill Cosby,
rapist. Yeah, that's what people are saying.
That's a tough one to swallow.
And then they did some foolish thing where, Bill Cosby is like, I guess I don't think he's on Twitter, but like his Twitter people put up a meme generator, like where it's just like a picture of him, and it's like, add some Bill Cosby quotes.
That's a bad idea.
Oh, it was all rape stuff.
Bad
everyone
timing.
And they kept using his hashtags to all rape memes. So,
awful idea.
Yeah. So that's what I think really got it out of control.
Wow.
His people blew it, but whatever. I don't know about it. None of my business. I haven't actually read much, just what I've heard. Could be totally wrong.
I wonder if tickets are cheap and I can still make it out there tonight.
It might be David Crosby who this happened to, and I'm saying Bill Cosby. I don't know. Maybe Bing Crosby.
No, it's definitely Bill Cosby, but, you know, could this be the greatest fall from grace since Joe Paterno?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Was that... Well, I know the other guy. What was that guy's name that we...
Sandusky.
Sandusky. That we talked about when we started the show.
He's been discussed in at least half of Pot of Thunder's episodes.
But was Joe Paterno dead already when we started the show? He died immediately after that.
Pretty quickly
after. It was like within a year.
Amazing decline.
The stress just took him out.
There's something to be said about stress. That guy was an active college football coach.
For like 300 years he was the coach.
Scandal came out.
Had the most wins out of anybody, right?
Well, yeah, he did, and now he has none.
Yeah, now they just said, no, you're not.
Your wins
don't count.
Because some guy you hired did something. Whatever.
Rhythmic slapping.
Yeah.
Rhythmic slapping is the best phrase.
That's what we're getting in the chorus of the song.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed he's not making a bad lyric about I've got a ticket for your tunnel of love or something. It's let me
take
visit.
A ride on it or something.
Yeah, it's just kind of it's a disappointment.
This is could be one of the worst arranged choruses I've ever heard in a rock music song.
You don't like it?
It's terrible. It's a mess.
But it's like they did it on purpose, like. You know, as I was saying, Sean Delaney was sitting there over Alan Schwartzberg saying, no, you got to do this.
Because they did it on purpose doesn't mean it's good.
That's what I mean.
Look, if you're,
like, why would they do... Well, what's so important about it?
If you're
it?
Bill
it
Cosby and you want to hear a Thelonious Monk album where things are kind of ironically out of rhythm or key or something, then that's what you're going to listen to. You're not going to pick up Gene Simmons' solo album hoping for that kind of thing.
Well, speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
Right. You guys give up on this one yet?
How much longer?
Well,
we're not even halfway through.
Oh, Jesus. Boy.
right, there it was.
Real shredder right there.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, it had some good, enjoyed it. Definitely good spots in there. Any,
who is that, well, Bill Schwartzberg playing?
I think Chris is the only one who doesn't know, because I think Andy looked it up too.
I didn't. I just gave it away.
Well, yeah, you did give it away.
I remember from last time when we
talked
about it.
Chris, do you recognize that playing?
No. Andy just gave it away.
Well, he was alluding to it earlier.
I said it was someone who wrote a book recently, and he rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who it is now. Joe Perry.
Joe Friggin Perry.
Yeah, it sounds like him. It's like slightly disjointed, odd phrasing.
And the tone sounded, I thought, like him.
Yeah, it was good, though. I liked it.
You guys like Joe Perry?
I do.
I do like Joe Perry.
Yeah. Is he good?
He is good.
He's got his own style. Like I said, probably the thing that's most unique about him is his phrasing. It's just kind of nobody else, like, strings together notes like he does.
There you have it. I mean, I know Joe Perry is regarded as a rock guitar legend, but yeah, never heard either of you talk about Joe Perry.
I'm not really a big Aerosmith fan, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't dislike them, but I never really got into them either.
Certain albums I'm a huge fan of Aerosmith.
Which ones?
Andy alluded to Rocks. That's kind of the one that everybody kind of cites right now. It's a great album.
I think that's the incredible name of its album. Book, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one. And a lot of, you know, Toys in the Attic has some great stuff. And I was in a band that played My Fist Your Face as a cover.
I remember
off
that.
Off of their Done With Mirrors album during their low point in their career. Great song, though.
There's a cover of it on YouTube.
There is.
You're playing it.
There is.
You've actually gotten some positive comments.
I've got a few more thumbs up than thumbs down.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you get any negative comments or just thumbs
up? Yeah,
down?
A couple people.
Oh, I want to look it up.
But they weren't really that funny. It wasn't like...
What is it, like, dumb?
It was like, shite.
You guys
like,
are shite.
Okay, great. You're probably British, too, so that makes it...
Wait a minute. What are you saying? Are you...
saying
did
that's
you just gun down the Brits?
I said that's a word that they use.
Oh, okay.
That's all. But someone just using that, I don't know.
Just saying.
Go ahead, throw it up.
Well, yeah, I'll play Tunnel of Love while I look for it.
Yeah, go ahead. See if there's any good comments.
What was that little sort of female whispering just before?
It was like a horror movie.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, don't rewind it.
I'm not going to.
Because what they needed at the onset of the chorus was something else going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. All right.
Wow, we got to the end pretty quick. Let me play.
God.
We got a 2-minute Gene Simmons outro. Of the
yeah, that chorus is just a mess.
At least they went a little more direct with the drum beat toward the end on the fade out.
Yeah, because that asshole wasn't hovering over our Jewish buddy, just letting him do his thing.
Yeah.
Actually establishing a groove of some sort.
So here's the info I have for you. Posted, 6 years ago. That was a while ago, yeah.
Nick's My Fist Your Face cover.
Most of the comments are very positive, Nick. You only have one negative.
Is it only one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everything is saying great. Well, one person says shite.
Yeah, which...
Yeah, great. Thanks
knows?
For your input.
Yeah.
But, you know, damn great, kick ass, great effort, very nice, rare cover. Shite. Good. Congratulations, you. Great cover of a great song. I would love to learn to play that song. Oh, this is a good one. I'm just
Nick, inspiring young guitarist.
Wow. I am just learning to play. If you got the tab, I would love to learn this song.
See, look at that.
Yeah, there was no tab.
Great cover. Sounds very punk. Have you covered other Done With Mirror songs? Nice. I Love It. Another one.
Wow. Oh, they loved it. Damn.
Look at that shit.
You missed
eh?
Your calling.
I guess so.
Aerosmith cover
Where was
band.
That at?
Should have
Where
been
was
in
it
a band.
Filmed?
That was across the street from Chris's Cafe, the comic book store.
Oh, really?
Let's give it a second. We won't do the whole thing.
He's on drums.
That's our buddy Josh. Not the Josh you know.
No bass players available?
No.
I wasn't there. Let's give it a chorus. That's good. That's good, good, real good.
That's enough.
There you have it. Look up The Pillagers, My Fist, Your Face, if you want to watch it on YouTube.
So that was a two-man, like a Black Keys-style Pillagers
local H kind of a setup.
Well,
ahead of your time?
I was in it for a while, and then Nick kicked me out. Not true. I don't think it's
that
true.
Was,
I actually don't know.
That was just me and a buddy of ours.
Sure was, wasn't it?
That was about it.
That was it.
Few people there.
Yeah.
Way more people have watched it on YouTube than were there.
That's the power
sure.
of the internet.
Yeah.
You don't have to be there when it happens. Like this show right now, there's three of us here. But
at least twice that many people will be listening to this.
Exactly. Same deal.
So do we have to vote on this?
Well, yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Is it just unspoken, the verdict, or no?
No, let's speak it.
Yeah, go around.
I'll go first.
Do it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give this song a big fat.
Wow.
Damn it, that was loud. Again? I forgot.
Well, that's the first time we've used the hell. Yeah.
Yep. So. Well, last week we only used hallelujah. One more time, though. A little bit quieter. Let's correct this. You like that?
It's just
I think
funny.
This song's so boring. There's nothing good about the song at all. And there's something I hate. That Gene does once in a while, and it's like the idea of like, oh, we should do a song like this, like, oh, with this beat, and we'll work like these chords in. It's not like, oh yeah, that's cool. It's like, let's try and experiment with this timing and this.
You're thinking like, the boundaries and parameters
yeah.
he's
it's
issuing
a total
are
mess.
I hate that crap. Just write a good song. If it sucks, don't do it. If it's good, do it. Damn Gene, straight to hell. Just this one, though.
All right. I'll go next.
Nick?
It's actually closer than you might think.
Oh, boy. Hold on. Just in case. I have to get another song.
And who knows where I'm going to land at this point. I'm going to...
I didn't think I have to dust it off, but...
I am... There are redeeming qualities to the song. That weird drum beat, it's kind of goofy during the chorus. Like Chris was saying, it's very poorly arranged. It's hard to tell... what's going on. There was that little bit of hope with it where they just had the guitars playing along with that drum beat, and that was actually pretty cool. I was into that. Some of the melody on it's, you know, pretty good. Lyrically, it's absolutely really stupid. There are some redeeming qualities. Joe Perry's guitar solo was pretty good by his standards, and it's getting to hell, however. Because it's not, I'm not going to ever listen to this again.
Two of them.
But it was actually a closer hell than I expected when we first found out what the song was going to be.
Dick. So.
That was for
Chris?
Me too. Two of us.
I'll be less long-winded than that. I will say, I will agree that it was less of a hell than I was expecting to give it, but I'm making it three. Triple hell for this.
Damn.
Yeah, straight to hell.
There haven't been too many songs that have gotten triple hells.
No, not very.
Most of them Gene songs there too. Probably.
Should there be some other ceremonial sound clip for a triple hell?
Well, there's always the final statement from Paul Anka.
That's just the fucking way it is.
There you have it.
Yeah. And nobody's gonna. If anybody argues with that, I please
them.
Try to make a. Actually, please don't. But if you feel like it, make a case for this song. I mean, it's just a mess.
Right.
But that's it's part of the trials and tribulations that comes with doing a podcast where you dedicate yourself to the entire catalog of a single group.
And songs are picked at random.
Yeah, that's...
Never know where you can get. It would have been much better, given the circumstances, if we'd have gotten a... Well, much better, period, if we'd have gotten an Ace song.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The random song generator has a mind of its own.
It's a not piece up of
to
shit.
It's not up to us, Chris. We can't have all good ones.
It's a piece of crap.
It is a piece of crap.
Apparently, though, we're going to have 90% of Ace's album waiting for us after this week. So.
No kidding. Jeez.
That's not bad.
We do have some good
something
ones.
Something to look
down
forward to.
Yeah. So, what's up? What's happening? What's hot? Kiss is doing their residency. That's going on. That's been going on for a while. Maybe it's over already. I don't even know. How long? I
thought we don't have the money to go out there.
I thought it was going
to
be like a long, like
a
year.
Like three or 4 weeks. Right?
Yeah, I think that's about... They're kind of doing like what Def Leppard did, I think, where it was, just sort of brief like that.
See, I don't. I think there should be a different word other than residency. Unless you're,
Yeah, that's the
well,
industry like a, word for this sort of thing.
But I would say that there should be a cutoff then. Maybe there is a cutoff. I think it should be longer. Residency to me sounds like, hey, we're going to be here, so
like you're
come on out.
Carrot Top?
Yeah, like I live at the top of this building. I take the elevator downstairs and do a show every day.
I perform, and that's,
Yeah, but oh well.
I'll jump off the roof if Gene tells me to.
Yeah, right.
They should just call it temporary residency.
Yeah,
a rental, perhaps.
Yeah.
The rental. Kiss rental.
Extended stay. How's that? Isn't that what that
why
is?
Why not?
It's
kind of like when you get divorced and get kicked out by your wife, you got to go to a temporary stay hotel.
That's what it is.
Pop for the monthly rate.
Yep, exactly.
It's like you see the monthly rate up on the sign. It's like, who the fuck goes for that? Oh, yeah, divorced.
Right, guys. That's who it's for.
And businessman.
I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Let me pay the monthly and see how this works. So,
there you go.
We had kind of toyed with the idea of talking about. I guess we could throw it out there now. And it's been a little while since we've explicitly asked our listeners to give us some input on a specific topic like this. But speaking of, us having our ups and downs as far as picking songs with our format of our podcast, the question had come up, what other bands would be just as fascinating to do that with? If someone was going to dedicate a entire series of podcasts to a full career's worth of material.
Jeez. Led Zeppelin, Beatles.
Well, and again, the format being songs picked at random to do the entire catalog. My initial one would be Black Sabbath, simply because they had so many different incarnations. You got the Dio era, the Tony Martin era, the Ian Gillan album, that Born Again, which is just one of the weirdest albums ever released. And, that would be a good one. And plus, I think Sabbath has a big enough audience where you could, get a lot of listeners.
Sure.
So.
The only thing I could see being a roadblock there with Sabbath is you're going to get like Wicked World or something, that's going to be you're going to get a jam that's
13 minutes.
Yeah,
long.
Going on and on and on and on. And we had a 4-minute song almost right here, and it took a couple months off our lives.
Well, there's no limit to how long your episodes can be.
True.
So that would be my initial thought. So,
Nick, you have some? Pre-1972 Genesis or whatever.
Well, Genesis would be a good one, too.
It'd
I mean,
be
you'd have the same pitfalls with the length of some of the material, yeah. But I mean, talk about a band that went through several lineup changes and incarnations. That might be good. I wouldn't listen to it ever.
I'm not a giant, like huge giant fan of the of this particular individual. Like, I don't have a lot of his albums, or really any. I don't think
Jolin Turner.
I'm a fan of a lot of his songs, but I would say Hendrix would be an interesting one. And it really
it's not a well.
You wouldn't be doing it for years and years and years because he only made a few albums. Yeah,
although there's been a lot of posthumous releases put out of stuff that he recorded. But it's not a huge catalog.
But there's a lot of interesting stuff, like for topics of conversation and just, you know, recording, speculating on the recording techniques and songwriting.
Yeah,
there's a lot there.
But the other thing is, I don't know, you get a lot of fucking washed up space cadets both hosting and listening to that show. I mean,
yeah,
you know, there's nothing contemporary about it. You know, Kiss is still kind of active.
True.
Sabbath's still active.
Andy, who would you
Van
like
Halen.
To see?
That would Halen's be a good, good. One,
Van
too.
Halen would be good.
So you go through the Van Hagar, you'd bust out the tunes. A tune from the Sharon album would come at you out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That would be a good one.
What about Def Leppard?
Well, Tom Kodal would be the host of that.
Absolutely. So that would be up to him if that's going to happen.
What about Vinny Vincent Invasion?
Vinny Vincent Invasion, no.
Just no. I think the Def Leppard one, though, that would be interesting because they've also gone through...
Not a massive catalog, but they have put out a few albums since the beginning of the 90s and just kind of went under the radar, but the material is out there.
Yeah, and they've had their departure album or two, you know, where they've kind of treaded into different areas, sort of not quite as extreme as the Carnival of Souls album, but comparable.
What if every week it was just Heaven Tonight by Yngwie Malmsteen over and over?
I could probably say something new about that for 52 episodes at least.
That would work.
My love for that particular
track. Each episode is devoted to a 5-second segment of Heaven Tonight.
Just one phrase.
What's that one phrase that you, Chris? Sweet surrender. Yeah. That's a good one.
What the hell that is?
What about AC/DC?
That would be a good one. Very good one.
See, I don't know because because that would almost be like doing a Ramones one where you're not going to get the diversity musically. There's not going to be dynamic too much.
Yeah,
that's the only thing there.
Is that really a criteria?
I guess it's all subjective. But
I mean, the good thing is the variety is you get the two different singers, a couple different drummers, things of that nature.
What about that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When that went down, I was walking through at work and someone had the radio on and they were playing Dirty Deeds on the radio. Which
you're like, what the
hell? I'm thinking every rock radio station must have made that joke.
That's an obvious one.
Right. What about Iron Maiden?
Yes.
That would be another one where, like, the weeks when the Blaze Bailey cut would come at you, you'd be like, okay, let's plow through this shit.
Future Real, isn't that his?
Megadeth, Andy, would that be something?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I would be interested in that. But I don't know. Maybe that's...
Original Chris Poland era.
Sure. But maybe that's something that wouldn't be as interesting. Maybe... I don't know. I feel like Kiss works great. If you were... I'm not like a huge Beatles fan, but if you were really into the Beatles, I think that would work great because there's so many different sounds and different topics.
I think one of the things...
Stones. The Stones would go on forever because they just keep putting out albums.
Yeah.
I think if you're a big Who fan, there'd be a lot of diversity in the catalog.
Yeah, that's true.
To talk about there. I mean...
Yeah.
Newstead? I'm going through my iPod.
The band Newstead?
Yeah.
No,
that's not going to work.
No, that would not be. I think one of the things that's helpful in
Metallica.
Making it work it's got to be a band that's got a significant amount of vocally driven material.
Oh, well, how about Queen then?
Queen would be definitely one.
I think Queen could
Why
work.
Does it matter if it's vocally driven?
That's just my opinion. I think that it would make a podcast like this work if the material was vocally driven. It would help to make it work.
I think at the end of the day, I'm just overall surprised there aren't more podcasts like this with this format a variety of bands.
New idea. We'll do 10 episodes every week.
10 bands.
And then we'll put out a different one every day because there's 10 days in a week, apparently, in my head as I was figuring that out. Okay, seven different bands. Seven episodes.
No,
okay.
But I think in general, you know, if people looking at the podcasting, getting into it, that would be a good way to do it. I'd be interested in
so
that.
So have either of you guys listened to any of the other KISS podcasts, really?
No, still
haven't. I just don't have the time.
Well, I don't really either.
Like I said.
But in my head, I'm trying to speculate on what is their show like? Because I know what ours is like.
The brief synopsises, and I mean, it's like they'll devote an episode to like an album, or and then they'll interview someone who had like involvement in some way with KISS or whatever. But, you know, I just think, deconstructing a band's entire catalog is pretty cool. And when you've got a band that's got a varied catalog and you pull the random thing out, it keeps people interested. Well, I'd like to think so, anyway.
Yeah, you know? I think you're right. You know, I don't think it gets any better than Pot of Thunder.
So I'm thinking how Chris was saying they usually get people who are related somehow to the inner workings of KISS. I'm thinking, not to go back to this guy all the time, but Marco Mendoza was in Nugent's band when they toured with KISS. There's no reason why you couldn't get Marco Mendoza to talk about his experiences touring with KISS.
Yeah, we're still working on
it. We are working on
that.
He's
the guy we want.
We got our sights set on Marco Mendoza. Did I tell you I saw him before the Black Star Rioters show out in St. Charles, my favorite venue where I'll be seeing Ace this weekend? He was in that restaurant at a table with some chick just eating dinner.
What was he eating?
I couldn't tell.
Carving up. No, carving up. Because he's burning it off.
You're right.
I was across the room from him.
Chicken parm, something. Fettuccine Alfredo or something.
Had I known then what I know now, I would have marched right up to him and said, look, we need you on the show.
You might get another opportunity. Who knows? Maybe.
I'm moments away from sealing the deal. Buzz
he's like,
off.
This chick's about to get some
fettuccine
Marco.
Yeah. I mean,
Marco.
I mean, to intervene with that guy when he's got a woman at his table would be like taking the food dish away from a rabid dog. It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, you're right.
It won't end well for you. But no, we're putting it out there. We want Marco Mendoza on the show.
Absolutely.
In some capacity. So
we will get a fourth mic and hook it up.
If anybody's listening, we'll figure out Skype for it if we have to.
Yeah.
We'll do whatever we have to
do. We won't even make him share a mic with us.
He can
come over to the house. We'll get him his own mic.
Just make sure there are no women present.
Yeah, I'll tell my wife to go to her mother's.
Tell all the women.
Don't tell him where.
Yeah, don't tell
where both of them are for.
Tell all the women in the neighborhood to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Unless they want to be fucked the best they've ever been.
They want to do themselves
which,
in.
You know, yeah, why not? Yeah. Who are we to say they shouldn't treat themselves to that level of eroticism?
I'm thinking that scene in The Wrestler where he's in the bathroom with that girl.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or Sean Penn and Carlito's Way when he starts banging Steffi back there. Betty Blanco's woman. Never seen that?
No.
There's a great overhead shot of him drilling into this woman in a bathroom stall.
I thought it would be more like Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry.
That'll work too, yeah. I just want to feel good. Exactly. Love it. We want Mendoza. We should come up with a hashtag for that. Give us Mendoza.
Mendoza in 15.
There you go. We can work on that.
Or even 14. We got a little time left.
Now, let's plan out our attack and make it the goal of 2015.
Well, what are the bands he might be performing in at any given moment?
He's with Dead Daisies now.
Yeah, and they
he left Black Star Rioters.
Yeah. Okay. Dead Daisies was with they were on the tour with the final tour
Motley
with Crue, opening for Alice Cooper ultimately.
So he was just in Wisconsin. Like
I didn't
two
even
weeks
know it was
ago.
Him. I was watching the show. No idea Marco Mendoza was up there. I was so far back.
I don't even know who it is.
Well, you're not. Nobody could be far back enough to be not picking up on the overwhelming masculinity of Marco Mendoza.
I'm going to have to look up more of his work.
Yeah. Well, he was White Snake, Nugent.
I don't
want to
hear
it.
I want to see it.
Well, I know. Okay. See it, but I'm just...
He's a journeyman.
I mean, I probably heard it.
Thin Lizzy.
I'm sure I'm familiar with the sound, but I want to see what you guys are talking about.
Some of the
stage
performers.
Hey, just be prepared for it.
Some of the more prestigious rock performers, he's been part of their act.
Is he kind of like a... I don't want to say anything negative, but is he almost like a one step below Rudy Sarzo kind of guy?
He's probably above Rudy Sarzo.
Oh, it's above. Okay.
Well, I think so.
I mean, I don't know, because they say Sarzo doesn't write, and I know I was bringing that up before.
Sarzo is not as sexy as Marco Mendoza. No. That's why Marco Mendoza is above Rudy Sarzo.
Sexiness.
It's got to do with
Rudy
sexiness.
Sarzo tries too hard with the licking and all that nonsense he does. Marco Mendoza doesn't have to try.
Mendoza just has he has like a steady thrust that he does throughout the entire performance.
It's a subtle pelvic movement that just indicates he wants to fuck everything in sight.
He just kind of changes the trajectory from time to time.
Right. As he would during an actual sex session, which is why he's the best.
Is Marco Mendoza anything like Marco, what's this guy's name? Marco Banderas?
Who's Marco Banderas? A porn star?
You don't remember this guy?
No. Nice fake teeth.
He looks happy.
Nice fake chiclets.
That was a video I made for one of our old Playboy friends. Just him doing that repeatedly. Put it in his folder at work.
What business does the guy have smiling at the camera like that?
No, Marco Mendoza is better than that guy.
He's better than Marco Banderas. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes as well.
I was just curious.
He's better than most people. So
he's better.
He is.
Just in general.
Well, look at the guy. He's better than you. I mean, if you played with Whitesnake, you're a top rock musician.
Sure. Okay.
You know.
Right. And just, you know, he's got to be just a prolific cocksman, which is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, we're more focusing on that today. Since, you know, all that
it's Thanksgiving.
Meat, all that meat we're going to be taking in on Thursday.
Yeah, the meat that makes you all fucking tired and light in the head after we're taking it.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
While watching a football game.
Exactly.
That's probably the same thing. In a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I wonder what his team is. He probably does have the game on no matter what's going on.
Yeah, I can see that.
Pairs of stretch pants being rolled to the floor.
His and hers.
Right, yes.
A line forming outside on Thanksgiving night, right. Just like everywhere else in the country.
Yeah. All right, let's work on Marco Mendoza for the show. But three hells for Gene Simmons. Tunnel of Love.
Big surprise.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pot Nation.
Yep.
Enjoy yourselves.
All right. That's it. We'll be back. What? Is it going to be December already? Holy moly.
It'll be the day before my 48th birthday.
Holy moly.
Episode.
Okay. So we'll have to do something special.
Bake something.
Yeah. I already did the...
pick your favorite song.
My favorite. So we'll just let the song generator do its thing.
Maybe we'll accept gifts from the fans.
Yeah, why not?
All three of us will.
Live. Yeah. Yeah, us too. All right. Thank you. We'll be back next week. Whatever. Tired. Gotta take a dump. Oh, bad.
Wrong answer.